The tyrannous and bloody act is done. The most arch deed of piteous massacre that ever yet this land was guilty of. Dighton and Forrest, whom I did suborn to do this piece of ruthless butchery, albeit they were fleshed villains, bloody dogs, melting with tenderness and mild compassion, wept like two children in their death's sad story. Oh, thus, quoth Dighton, lay the gentle babes. Thus, quoth Forrest, girdling one another within their alabaster innocent arms. Their lips were four red roses on a stalk, which in their summer beauty kissed each other. A book of prayers on their pillow lay, which once, quoth Forrest, almost changed my mind. But oh, the devil! There the villain stopped, whilst Dighton thus told on. We smothered the most replenished, sweet work of nature, that from the prime creation e'er she framed. Hence all are gone with conscience and remorse. They could not speak. And so I left them both to bear this tidings to the bloody king. And here he comes.
All help, my sovereign lord.
Kind Tyrrell, am I happy in thy youth?
If 'twas done the thing you gave in charge, beget your happiness. Be happy then, for it is done.
But didst thou see them dead?
I did, my lord.
And buried, gentle Tyrrell?
The chaplain of the tower hath buried them, but where, to say the truth, I do not know.
Come to me, Tyrrell, soon at after supper, and thou shalt tell the process of their death. Meantime, but think how I may do thee good, and be inheritor of thy desire. Farewell to them.
I humbly take my leave.
Son of Clarence have I penned up close. His daughter, meanly, have I matched in marriage. The sons of Edward sleep in Abraham's bosom, and Anne, my wife, hath bid this world good night. Now, for I know the Breton Richmond aims at young Elizabeth, my brother's daughter, and by that knot looks proudly on the crown. To her go I, a jolly, thriving woman.
My lord!
Good or bad news that thou comest in so bluntly?
Bad news, my lord. Morton is fled to Richmond. And Buckingham, backed with the hardy Welshman, is in the field, and still his power increaseth.
Dealing with Richmond troubles me more near than Buckingham and his rash levied strength. Come, I have learned that fearful commenting is leaden servitor to dull delay. Delay leads impotent and snail-faced beggary. Then fiery expedition be my wing. Jove's Mercury and herald for a king. Go, master men. Thy counsel is my shield. We must be brief when traitors brave the field.